Well, happy Father's Day, guys. Well, thank you. They'll never stop looking to us, and as we're reminded, we can never stop looking to Him. Man, how about that worship? Wow. Heather, thank you. Thank you. Team, man, if that don't light you fire, your wood's wet. I'm just going to tell you. It's good stuff. You know, the impact that we have on shaping our children as fathers cannot be understated. Being a dad is an intimidating and a sobering responsibility. My kids are moving past college years and into adulthood, and so we've seen a lot of these seasons of parenting and been through a lot. But most of what we learn as dads, I've figured out over the years, we learn on the job. And even at this stage of parenting, man, I'm still learning on the job. And so today's message is not about being a perfect dad. The last thing I would want to do for dads who are present here today, or future dads to be, or granddads, or wherever you are in that spectrum, the last thing I would want to do is to put a greater burden on you to be perfect and to always do exactly the right thing. There's absolutely no way that we can measure up to that standard. And so today's not about being a perfect dad. If it were, I'd be unqualified to preach this message. But this message today is for clay-footed fathers, fathers like me whose heart's desire is just to leave a legacy, man, just to leave a legacy in our kids' life that somehow drafts them ultimately through their lives to the perfect father. My dad died 16 years ago, but I am confident this Father's Day in heaven is his best yet. My mom joined him Thursday. And as I was thinking about that this week, I'm confident he greeted her with a dance. A gene that I did not inherit from him. But my daddy could dance. I mean, he could cut the rug. He loved to dance. And so I just have this picture, you know, of mom getting to heaven and them dancing. I just want to thank all of you on behalf of our family for being the church this week. I want to thank all of you who've reached out to us, all of you who brought things to the house. We're thankful for you. I mean, the number of texts and calls and emails that I got within, gosh, you know, 5 hours of mom's passing, I can't even count, and I'm just so thankful. We're thankful for this church family. Mom was a fixture here. For years. Those of you who are relatively new here may not have met my mother, but if you met her one time, you would remember her. So just thank you for all that you've done and continue to do for our family. I want to talk today, shifting gears on this Father's Day, about living a legacy, not just leaving a legacy, but living a legacy. You know, if we're going to leave a legacy for our children as godly fathers, we're going to have to live that in front of them to give them something to take with them. And I want to talk about what that looks like biblically for us to leave a legacy, a godly legacy to our children, and to live the life that God calls us to live before our children and our grandchildren. By the way, I was thinking this week, you know, as we've got, you know, a wide range here, but we got a lot of grandfathers here. And what an opportunity to pour some things not just into your children, but also into your grandchildren, that maybe at this stage of life you've got more wisdom, you got more time, and you got more capacity to be able to do that. So this message is for all of us, dads, granddads alike. Billy Graham said this. He said, "The greatest legacy that you can pass on to your children and grandchildren is not money or material possessions, but rather a legacy of character and faith. And everything else will ultimately pass away." I was reminded soberly of that Thursday afternoon. But the character of Christ in you, the hope of glory, your trust in Christ, and the good Father who sent Him will last for all eternity. But the question is, how as dads, how as men, how do we do that? How do we live this legacy and leave this legacy of character and faith to our children? It's a tough world out there. Everything's pulling us in a different direction. And it's a battle each and every day just to maintain the walk that God calls us to, much less do it in such a way that the integrity and the character of who we are is clearly seen by our children. But today I want to talk about four ways that as dads we can live a legacy. And I believe first and foremost, and I cannot overstate this, the first thing we need to do to leave a lasting legacy as dads is to love our wives. Love your wife. Love your wife. Paul said this to the Ephesians. He said, "Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church." And how did Jesus love the church? Entirely, fully, completely, sacrificially, giving Himself up for her. And as husbands, we're called to do that for our wives. The life of Jesus Christ was marked by sacrificial love. It's who He was. It's who He calls us to be. And as fathers who follow Christ, our lives are to be marked by that same love. And honestly, as I was reflecting on this yesterday, that is the most visible thing that we can give to our children concerning our love for Christ. The most tangible thing that we can convey to them as husbands and fathers concerning our love for God is the way we love our wives. It's a picture, God says, of Christ and His love for us and the church. Jesus demonstrated for us what it means to be a servant leader, not a selfish leader. Not a selfish husband, but to lay our agenda down, but to lay what we want down and be willing to serve those we love the most, with our wives being at the very top of the list. Paul said this. Paul said, "Follow me as I follow Christ." And whether we know it or not, our lives are saying the exact same thing to our children. They're looking to us to learn how to love, to learn how to love their spouse one day. They're looking to us to learn how to communicate in a healthy and respectful way. They're looking to us to learn how to love the way Jesus loves. As a father, the greatest legacy you can leave your kids is a healthy marriage. Kim and I have been married for almost 32 years now. He put up with me for a long time. And we've been through just about, not every, but just about every season imaginable. From great joy, great pain, great sorrow, life, death, everything in between. You know, but at the end of the day, no matter what season we're in, I want my kids to know. And I want my kids to see that I love their mother. And that I'm absolutely committed to her for a lifetime. That is invaluable, gentlemen. When your kids know that, do you know how many kids are running around here today? And many of you are intimately familiar with this. And that's the beauty of God's grace and restoration that He's able to pour into our lives no matter where we find ourselves or what the past has held. But do you know how many kids are running around here today? Insecure. Because their parents are not demonstrating a lifetime commitment to one another. Love your wives. One writer put it this way. He said, the most important thing a father can do for his children is to love their mother. How do you need to do that better today, guys? I don't want to put the pressure on you on Father's Day. We're here to celebrate you. But I ask myself that same question. Man, how can I do that better today? None of us has got this thing figured out. But God is calling us to live this legacy for our children. And there is no greater thing that we can do than to demonstrate to our children that we love our wives and we're committed to them for a lifetime. And the Scripture affirms that. Priority number one in living a legacy is to love your wife. Priority number two, and is to encourage your kids. Encourage your kids. Colossians says, fathers, do not embitter your children. Don't make them bitter. Don't make them angry. When you discipline, the root of the word discipline itself literally means to teach. When we discipline, we instruct and we teach. And we help our children to grow. It says, do not embitter your children or they will become discouraged. Ephesians says, fathers, do not what? Exasperate your children. How many of you still hear your dad's voice in your head, even though he's not here? How many of you hear your dad's voice coming out of your mouth sometimes, even when he's not here? Man, I hear my mom and my dad's voice coming out of my mouth. And, you know, you don't realize it until it's already out. And then you're like, whoa, really? Am I there? Yeah, we are. What a powerful, powerful influence. And that's a testimony to it of the impact fathers have on their children. 30 years from now, when my kids hear my voice, I want it to be an encouraging voice. I want it to be a voice they can draw strength from. Not a voice that causes them pain. Or a voice that pressures them to be perfect. You know, it's been said that a father is a man who expects his son to be as good a man as he meant to be. There's a lot of truth to that. There's a lot of truth to that. Man, be careful, Dad. Don't hold your kids to an impossible standard. There's so much damage done there. And many of you have experienced that in your own lives because they will carry that voice with them for their entire life. Some of you still carry that burden today of a father who had an impossible standard, a father who was unpleasable. And the beautiful thing is, man, that God's grace is sufficient. That we have a perfect Father in heaven who is absolutely pleased with us because of all that He's done for us in Christ and in Christ alone. And we don't have to perform for Him. We don't have to measure up for Him. We are measured up entirely already in Christ Jesus said, it's finished. We're all good. And so if that's where you are, if you've been trying to please a voice in your head for your entire life that you can never quite please, man, surrender that today. Release that to your Heavenly Father and allow His grace to be sufficient. Encourage your kids. Encourage your kids. Connect with them on a heart level. Listen to them. Listen to them. You know, my kids are, Caleb will be 24, Rachel's 22. I didn't get that wrong. That's good. And I'm getting to the point I'm noticing where, I hadn't said this, but I'm going to say it. They're getting to where they know a lot more about some things than I do. It is the big secret. I know. But honestly, I'm getting to the point. And it's a beautiful place in the relationship to where, you know, it's not just a one-sided deal. I'm able to talk to them and I'm able to give to them. I'm able to receive from them. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing that I can now learn from them instead of consistently acting like I've got all the answers, because I don't. I don't. And they figured that out, actually, a long time ago, I think. Man, encourage your kids. Connect with them. Listen to them. Talk to them. Because they will never stop looking to you. Never. Doesn't matter how old they are. They'll consistently be looking to you. It doesn't even matter if you're in heaven. They'll still be looking to you. Encourage your kids. Love your wife. Number three, model forgiveness. As a dad, model forgiveness. Colossians 3, Paul said, forgive as the Lord forgave you. 6 of the most difficult words in all the Bible. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Man, if your relationship with your own father was less than ideal, work to forgive him. Even if he's no longer here. Ask God to give you what you need through the power of His Holy Spirit in you to forgive your father so that you can be the father He's called you to be with your children and not carry that into that relationship. And focus on taking your kids in a different direction. Model for them what it looks like to find freedom through forgiveness. Man, there's nothing like it. Forgive your kids when they offend you. Forgive your kids when they crash their cars and things like that. I'm sorry, babe. Don't hold things over their heads. Continuing to bring those things back around. They're going to make bonehead mistakes just like we did, but it's up to us to affirm them in the midst of it. Makes all the difference in the world. It is actually in those moments, in those times when those bonehead decisions are made, in those times, Daddy, when it's going to cost you a bundle because of what they did, it's in those moments that we either step up and they remember and it marks them in a beautiful way, or we respond poorly. And it does just the opposite. But it's in those moments, and those moments come just like that. They come out of nowhere. They come with the ring of your cell phone. They come rapidly. And how we respond in those moments oftentimes defines our relationship with our children moving forward. You got to be prepared for those moments. And that is staying in consistent relationship with Jesus to give you what you need when those times come. You want to let them know that your love for them is not conditioned on their performance. That's perhaps the most important legacy that a father can leave a child, that my love has no strings attached when it comes to you. I love you unconditionally, no matter what, regardless. Whatever comes your way, whatever comes our way, we will get through together. nothing can change my love for you. I'm going to tell you what. You want to send strong, powerful, healthy kids into the world? Pour that deeply into them. Unconditional love. Man, we're called to emulate the Father's love. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And we're not going to do it perfectly, but man, we can sure blow it. Let them know there are no strings attached to your love. The words that Jesus heard from His Father as He began His ministry. You remember when John the Baptist baptized Jesus in the Jordan and He's coming up out of that water and the Holy Spirit through the presence of the dove is there. And God says to Jesus, He says, and says to everybody present in an audible voice, "This is My Son," what? "In whom I'm well pleased." Music to the ears of your children. Affirming. Transforming when we convey that kind of love to them. Affirm and forgive your children. Ernest Hemingway wrote a short story. I love Ernest Hemingway, by the way. We got any Hemingway fans here? Anybody? 7. Excellent. There's a very obscure story that Hemingway wrote that just kind of captures this whole idea. It's called The Capital of the World. It's an obscure story. Has anybody ever read that or heard of that? Capital of the World. In this story, he tells of a father and his teenage son. And the son had sinned against his father. It's sort of a picture of the prodigal from Scripture. The son had sinned against his father. And in his shame, the boy had run away from home. And the father searched all over Spain for his son, but he couldn't find him. And finally, in the city of Madrid, in a last desperate attempt to find his son, his father places an ad in the daily newspaper in Madrid, and the ad read simply this: "Paco, meet me at Hotel Montana, noon Tuesday. All is forgiven, Papa." And the father prayed that maybe the boy would see the ad, that he'd pick up a newspaper, and that he'd come to the hotel so that his dad could extend that forgiveness to him in person. And on Tuesday at noon, Hemingway writes, the father arrived at the hotel and he couldn't believe what he saw. A squadron of police officers was there to keep order among the 800 boys named Paco who had come to meet their father in front of the hotel. 800 boys who read the ad and hoped it was for them. 800 Pacos that came to receive the forgiveness they so desperately needed from their fathers. And every child needs the approval and affirmation of their father. And that is the beauty of the gospel. That's the beauty of what God has done on our behalf in Christ, is He has forgiven us entirely and completely. He has restored our relationship perfectly with Him for all eternity. We were created to need that affirmation and that forgiveness. Every child needs it, man. Make sure that your kids know that you're for them, no matter what they do, that you love them, no matter what, and that you are their biggest fan, regardless of their behavior. And live a legacy of humility and forgiveness. And finally, Dad, and I've had to and still struggle with this, enjoy the journey. Enjoy the journey. Being a dad's tough. Being a breadwinner or keeping food on the table, getting kids through college, everything that goes along with leading a household today is difficult. It can be a burden. Enjoy the journey. Paul told the Philippians, he said, "I have learned to be content no matter what the circumstances." I have learned to be content no matter what the circumstances. There's a lot of pressure in raising a family and putting food on the table. But just remember, Dad, man, life is what happens today while you're worrying about tomorrow. Most men seldom live in the moment. We're always looking ahead. We're always planning. We're always preoccupied. One of the greatest gifts you can give your kids is to be present in the moment and to enjoy the journey. Rachel's telling me all the time, "Dad, put your phone down. Dad, you got your phone. I'm here." Enjoy the journey, as messy as it is. And at the journey's end, may we each be able to say, as John said, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth." I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. That's my prayer for my kids. We got to live a legacy to leave a legacy. Men, love your wives, encourage your kids, model forgiveness, and for heaven's sakes, let's enjoy the journey. Happy Father's Day. Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you for the privilege of being a dad. Thank you for the privilege of allowing us to be grandfathers and to convey the wisdom that you poured into our lives to a couple generations. Lord, as we live our lives before our children, as we live our lives before our wives and the watching world, may we be those who live in such a way that people ask, what is different about them? And Father, we can simply point to you and say, you. And all that you've done for us, all that you've given us in your Son has literally set us apart. And without Him, we are nothing. Father, I pray today for these guys. Lord, no matter what today has in store or what's coming this week, I pray that you would allow them just to enjoy this moment. To just look to you. And Father, I pray that you would just rain down upon us as dads your affirmation, your approval. Lord, your forgiveness where we've failed. And you would give us everything we need moving forward for life and for godliness. We thank you that you're a good, good Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.